Welcome to More Than Football, thanks to Triple M and Adelaide United. I'm your host, Tim Baker, and I am in the studio today with Nathan Constantopoulos. Welcome, mate.
Hey, how you going?
Pretty good. Thank you for joining us. First of all, you know, you're an Adelaide boy.
Yep.
Good Greek family. Yeah. You know, I mean, I think the surname gives that away.
Yeah, only 15 letters.
Yeah. We'll ask you about that. Like, how have you dealt with that through school and, you know?
I learned the alphabet pretty quick.
Yeah, I bet.
I had a lot of letters in there. Spelling. I was very strong at spelling at a young age.
Yeah.
But nah, you get ridiculed a little bit. You have the teachers trying to read the roll for about half an hour.
Yep.
When I go to the airport and they try and read your ticket out loud. They say, oh, how'd I go? Oh, you're trying, mate. It's all right.
So you get that quite a bit then.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty good at spelling your name now because I have to do it a lot in, you know, on social or websites or whatever we're doing. So I thought I might just give it a quick crack now, although on the spot, I'm probably gonna mess it up. But all right, and I haven't got it written down on this paper here either. But K O N S T A N D O P O U L O S.
Yeah, you've done well.
There we go.
Nailed it. Well done.
All right. Yeah. So, feel good about that. But yeah. Anyway, let's get back to it.
So,
good Greek family. Do you have a big family or are you fairly tight-knit?
Very close with my family. On my dad's side, I'm Greek, but on my mum's side, I am Italian. So I have the best of both worlds.
Yeah,
I have the Euros on one side and the homemade pasta on the other. So it's I'm very close. I have my three brothers in my immediate family and then cousins who I'm really close with. And yeah, my dad and my mum both had, mum's side had three. She had two sisters and my dad has brother and two sisters.
Yeah, right.
So yeah, we've got a big family and yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned the food. Yeah, take us inside that. What's a typical family lunch or dinner like?
At home, mum makes for, you know, 20 odd people. It's a buffet dinner. So
yeah.
I'll have the selection of, you know, if it's a barbecue night, for example, I'll have the selection of steak and then I'll have the roast veggies, some chicken maybe, some potatoes, and I've got leftovers for the next week.
Yeah.
But and then if I go to my yaya's, it's a completely different story.
Right.
Even if I'm so full, when I arrive at yaya's house, she's like, you must eat. You must eat. You look at you, so skinny. So yeah. And my on my Italian side too, my nonna used to be like that too. Sadly, she's passed away, but my nonno, yeah, very much so. I have to have four bowls of pasta, otherwise I'm not going home safely.
So training regime and diet be damned. You've got to eat.
I still eat well. I still try my best, but I can make a few homemade biscuits and I have to try, otherwise she'll get angry at me.
Yeah.
She might throw a pandofle at me, little thong at me if I don't eat it. So
well, that sounds pretty awesome. I think now that I know this about you, I feel like we're going to have to get you into the head office and just do lunch for everybody, perhaps.
Yeah,
if that's okay with you. I'm sure that won't mind.
$10 a head, that's right.
Easy. But tell us, Greek on one side, Italian on the other. Yep. So where do both families originate?
So my Greek side, my popu, who's my grandpa, he is from near Kalamata in a town called Megalopoli.
Mm-hmm.
And my yaya is from Thessalonica, which is more north of Greece.
Mm-hmm.
On my Italian side, they're from the Abruzzo region. So that is on the east coast of Italy. I haven't been to either yet, but that's definitely on the bucket list for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful areas of both Italy and Greece.
Yeah. And I think you were overseas. Was it this off-season or last off-season?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you didn't get over to those places?
A few pictures. It's just with such a tight schedule that we had to get quickly in and out of Greece and Italy, but
yeah,
for sure, definitely the future. And I also like to go with my family too, so they can kind of show me the ropes and explain things to me in more detail.
Yeah, do you still have family over there?
Yeah, so I don't know how much English they'd speak, but they're over there, and I'd definitely like to meet them. I've met some; they've come over and visited in Adelaide, and they've been lovely. So
okay, are you bi or trilingual or? You know where I was going with that. Language wise, can you speak multiple languages?
No, I cannot, but I just know the swear words and probably both. but she tries her best to try and teach me some Greek. I can understand better than I can speak it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I try.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to lay some on you now just because I butcher it, but yeah.
That's okay. So what was it like growing up in the Constantinopoulos household?
I was very, very close with my brothers, with Kristen, especially, mm-hmm. who was with LA United.
Yep.
We grew up, we're always just playing soccer, whether it's, because we didn't have much of a backyard, surprisingly.
Yeah, right.
So
really.
We were very much on the street, we'd walk to the park. At my yaya's, she has a big backyard, we used to play like one-on-one there. Mm-hmm. Dad used to play and we used to play soccer all the time.
Yeah.
It was like, we play inside the house too.
Yeah.
We have like, we have these like soft balls and we just set up the couches and we just go to town, break almost everything. Dad tries to, yeah, he wants to kill us half the time. But yeah, and then Jace came along, he's my other younger brother and he's exactly the same. We're all very, very close. We love to just play soccer all the time. And when we're not, we're just mucking around having fun, playing table tennis and stuff like that.
I can kind of relate, not to having two brothers, I have one brother, but just growing up and just finding anything around the house that I could kick.
Yeah.
You know, so whether it was like an empty toilet roll, you know, I'd kick that in the lounge room or like a softball or a balloon or something like that, or always out kicking a ball in the back.
It's either that or it's I'm kicking him. So
yeah. Yeah, fair enough. So as one of three brothers, what's that like? I know you're close. Like what's the age gap?
So 2 years between Kristen and I, and then Kristen and Jason is a 5-year gap, so 7 between Jason and I.
Yeah, right. So I know you guys are close because I've seen you guys interact.
Yeah.
But I imagine there's a bit of argy-bargy and a bit of biff maybe perhaps growing up, or you guys always been fairly placid?
when I was younger, me and Kristen used to definitely, you know, go at it a bit. But then once Jason came around, I became more of the mediator. And I'm more of the peacekeeper between Kristen and Jason. Kristen found it quite amusing just to beat up Jason from a young age. So I had to kind of step in for the youngest one and help him out.
Be the older, responsible one.
Yeah, but now Jason can hold his own a little bit, so I can just take a step back and just watch and enjoy the show. But,
so they still go at it?
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, but yeah, no, it's funny.
How competitive do the one-on-ones get when you would play?
It wouldn't end. It'd just end in tears. It'd either be tears or someone quits.
Yeah, right.
There's no...
No last goal wins. It's just if you cry, that's it. You're
done. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was very, very competitive. And that's probably why I'm so competitive now is because if I lost to Kristen, you know, I'd be thinking about the next day, you know, just racking my brain around how I'm going to beat him next time. And you know, it came with everything too. If we're playing FIFA, if we're playing table tennis. Yeah, very, very competitive. It's good.
How do your parents go watching that? Like, does your dad get involved?
Oh, dad probably encourages it, to be honest with you. He'd get stuck into me if I lost to Kristen. But no, mum's definitely like me now. I'm the mediator. She'd be like, oh, no, it's okay, Kristen. It's all right. You meet him next time. But he never would. But it's a really, really nice environment at home.
Yeah.
And I'm very thankful to have it.
It seems that way, and from what I know of you guys as well, it certainly comes out and comes across.
Yeah.
So you always seem really happy and nice and easygoing and that sort of thing. Very easy to deal with at the club, which is always great.
Yeah.
So that definitely shines through. So are you more like your mum or your dad?
I'm going to say I'm more like my mum.
Yeah.
She's very placid, very kind, caring. So I think I'd like to be... Yeah. Like that. And dad's very driven, very motivated. So I have a lot of those traits to us. So I think I'm a nice mix of both.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where do you get, you're a pretty funny guy. So where do you get the humor from? And Kristen as well. Yeah. When you two are together, it's fun to watch.
I think mum and dad are both pretty funny. Mum's very quirky. Dad's got, you know, more than one liners. I think we're just a very happy household. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, it's a really good support base to have when you're at home and you're laughing all the time. Yeah, it's great. It's awesome.
And they've clearly supported all three of you in your football.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're all fairly successful. So, yeah, just talk us through that, because I imagine, you know, getting three kids to training and potentially at different places as well would have been quite a challenge.
Yeah, so mum and dad gave up all their evenings. We were doing it every single night. We would have something on. So it'd be driving. Well, luckily, Kristen and I were at the same club, and even Jason would be at the same club the most of the time, whether it was at Adelaide Comets when we were younger, and Dad would be coaching there too. So it kind of worked out well that we'd all be in the one place at the one time.
Yeah.
But even if it wasn't specifically training days, Dad would take us out for a kick, and we'd go out, nights of the week and just, yeah. But you know what though, in saying that, it was really enjoyable too.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a chore.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that like mum and dad having to take us places was like a pain for them. They really love seeing us grow and doing something we love.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think that I'm very thankful for it, of course.
Yeah.
And yeah, no, it's really, really good. We also went to school out at Westminster.
Yeah,
so right. For, I live at West Lake, so that was a 40-minute drive for mum every morning. So yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Thanks, mum.
Yeah. Thanks, mum.
But I don't know if you're listening, but yeah.
I'm sure she will. She likes everything you do.
Yeah, yeah.
So Westminster. So did you play football there as well?
I did during primary school, but then I got to the stage where I was in high school and I was playing at a pretty elite level.
Yeah.
So it was difficult to try and tie it in with the school soccer and the club soccer at the same time. So I didn't really get to do it in high school, but I did a lot in my study and some other co-curricular stuff, but yeah.
Yeah, okay. And you had a little bit of a detour up to Brisbane there for, was it 2 years or 1 year?
It was about, yeah, almost 2 years.
Yeah, okay. So how did that experience sort of help you? You know, obviously out of home, you know, interstate.
Yeah.
You know, what was that like?
Because I grew up in such a tight family and where mum, as a European mum, would. Mm-hmm. She does a lot of everything for me and to the detriment of probably my younger brothers now too. So I wasn't really used to stepping out and doing my own thing. Luckily, I did get that opportunity. I grew up a lot as a person. You know, I got to, you know, learn how to make my own food, how to cook, clean, and, you know, just how to be organized and how to just step out into the real world.
Mm.
I kind of got thrown into it straight away. It was a bit hard at first. I didn't have a lot of money, so you had to learn how to save and stuff like that. And I think it was really, really important for me. Mm. I think I changed as a person. I grew, even as a footballer, it made me mature a lot more. Mm-hmm. And then I was lucky enough to have my girlfriend move over, and then we got to experience that together and allowed our relationship to, you know, increase too. So, no, it was a really, really good experience.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, it's, again, like, it does shine through, I think, in just in the dealings that I've had with you as well. And having that experience and that perspective as well, I don't know, it serves you well. And
yeah,
I like watching you do what you do and the type of character that you are.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about Ronald McDonald House because you're quite involved there, and also Kristen as well, he's been involved. So just tell us about that, because I've seen you in action there, and it's quite inspiring to see, because, you know, you're dealing with, you're talking to these sick kids, you're playing with them and just trying to help brighten their day a little bit. So yeah, just talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So Dad was involved with Ronald McDonald House when it first started. And, cause we're a tight family and we're very close, Dad always, you know, put those family values into us. So when Kristen and I approached, Jordan, one of the staff at the club, to try and get involved with Ronald McDonald House, because I thought it was a fantastic charity. It's sports a lot of the things that I believe in.
Mm-hmm.
So when we went down there, I didn't know what to expect, really. I really was quite nervous. I didn't know how to take it all in. When I realized that, you know, it was not government funded, it was, and the place there was this so happy. These children who are in these situations that are unspeakable, really. It's just so heartbreaking to see. Mm. And they're just so happy and thankful for every opportunity that Ronald McDonald House gave them. So I wanted to do anything I could to try and help that out. And just, even if it's just me popping in, saying hi, putting a few smiles on like Kristen and I like to do, it means a lot to me. And it also is really grounding. So that's why I really love to take the time to go out there and to see them. So yeah, I really, really enjoy it. And That's basically how it all started. And then now from now on, we're going to try and pop in every couple of months or so, just check in. I have a few friends down there, a few of the young lads down there, like Kyan and stuff like that, who I'm pretty close with. So, no, it's good.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, like about how it grounds you and the perspective that it gives you. I mean, yes, you're competitive. Yes, you're trying to win football games. But, you know, to have that as well, how that sort of just helps you, not just, you know, playing in the A-League, but just keep a, you know, a perspective, you know, I guess in life in general.
Yeah, because when you're going day-to-day in football, and I'm sure it's the same as any other job, you have days where it's pretty ordinary. Like, you know, it might be you dropped or something like that, or just crazy small things, like you had a bad training session. And you go home and you're frustrated, you're angry, and it's starting to take it out on your family and your friends and your you're just down and you're thinking, then you go to Ronald McDonald House and you see these children and you go, you know, what's wrong? What's wrong with me? You know, I need to just be happy and just really be grateful for what I do have. And I think that's why it's such an incredible experience. And it's raising awareness for this charity that is so important. These families from regional areas, just, they need the help that they can get. And they'd have to fork out thousands of dollars for accommodation if it wasn't for Ronald McDonald House. So yeah, I just think it's really important to have your family there when these children are getting their treatment. Yeah, so all in all, I just think it's really positive.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try my best to try and encourage it more and more.
Yeah, exactly. It's an awesome cause, and you know, it's great that you get involved and you do what you do down there. So we really appreciate it, and you know, as you know, the kids and the staff down there really appreciate it too.
Yeah. No, yeah, it's good.
It's great to see. But I think that really says it all. I think we'll wrap it up there. Thank you for coming in and chatting with me. And as you know, I think you'd be a great host as your own podcast.
Yeah.
So AUSC fans, maybe keep an eye out for that. We might be coming to you with a Nathan Constantopoulos podcast at some point.
Yeah, maybe they make the name a little bit shorter than that.
Yeah, though. Maybe that. Yeah, the Constant podcast. Anyway, yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good chat, Nathan. Thanks for coming in. And thank you to everyone for listening. If you haven't downloaded the Triple M app already, do that now. And keep an eye out for more episodes of More Than Football as we get more players and more personalities from the world of Adelaide United.